So the Data Act actually is a bill sponsored by Congressman Daryl Issa and Senator Mark Warner, which would require agencies to standardize and actually publicly publish federal procurement, federal assistance, and federal financial management data. The goal of the bill is pretty simple. It's taking the transparency that was successful with the Recovery Act and on recovery.gov and expanding it across the entire federal spending arena. Now, ISA and Warner reintroduced the bill May 23rd, and in fact, this is the second time ISA has introduced the bill. It passed the House in 2011, but it actually never saw the light of day in the Senate, in part because the Obama administration did not support it. So now the new bill is out, and Senator Warner has a companion bill. So yesterday at the Data Transparency 2013 event sponsored by the Data Transparency Coalition, Majority Leader Eric Cantor says there have been some improvements to the bill, and once the Congressional Budget Office comes back with a scoring of how much it will cost to implement the bill, the leadership will schedule it accordingly, he says. Now, ISA says leadership support is only a minor reason why the Data Act has it better today than it did 2 years ago of becoming law.
During the intervening 2 years, we experienced sequestration. So now a bill which on paper scores in the $100 million or less cost suddenly is part of sequestration for a different reason. Organizing and structuring data will save countless hundreds of millions of dollars in the short run, and in the long run will save billions of dollars, not including the benefits of access to information, the possibility that, in fact, if more people know more in the bidding process, we will get more products for less. The fact that, by definition, the failures and inaccuracies when databases try to speak to each other would be eliminated. All of the things that we wrote the Data Act for are less important in a sequestration world than the question of knowing that your $81 billion worth of IT is not going to increase, but, in fact, go down.
Now, ISA says agencies need to look at their design and build around IT investment systems to provide more information for less now, and with the focus being on less, they're not going to have as much money because of sequestration. Now, another reason for optimism for the Data Act this year is the growing support both from the White House and obviously the companion bill in the Senate by Mark Warner. Now, I caught up with Daryl Issa after his speech, and he says Vice President Joe Biden has been solidly for the Data Act.
I think that one of the challenges was getting the administration to fully understand what we were trying to achieve. And as you can imagine, Danny Wolfel in his next job very quickly decided that it wasn't such a bad idea. He should have been supportive. But one of the challenges, and I think back to my back and forth with when he was at OMB with Danny, is that he thought he could handle it himself. He came, he stayed, he left. It didn't get handled. And sometimes that's the best lesson is when you say we can do it, and then you look back and say, I thought I could do it, but it didn't happen, you begin appreciating why legislative action can help.
Now, you heard Issa mention Danny Werfel there. He's the former OMB controller, current acting commissioner of the IRS. Now, Werfel testified before Issa's committee, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and did not express support for the bill. And, in fact, there's been several occasions during, you know, the last, you know, 2011, 2010, when the bill is being debated, where he and he explained the administration's position as being against it for several reasons. Now, I emailed OMB for comment on this latest Data Act, but did not hear back from them about their support. On the Senate side, a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee staff member said at the conference that Senator Tom Carper, the chairman of the committee, does plan to mark up the Senate's version of the Data Act at its next scheduled committee business meeting in October. The committee actually planned to mark up the bill in July, but some members wanted to review the bill more closely. I'm told that that member was actually Senator Tom Coburn. He was actually concerned about the cost of the Data Act. Tom Coburn and then-Senator Barack Obama supported something called FFATA, the Federal Funding Accountability and Transparency Act, which is actually the precursor to the Data Act. Now, the House is getting its bill scored by CBO. The Senate's version, actually, will have to wait until it actually passes committee, so I'm not sure how they'll get past the Senator Coburn needing to score it, yet there's no score on the Senate bill, yet the committee still needs to pass it. So there's some things that need to get done first.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. Interesting that Joe Biden, the vice president, said that he supports it. He's kind of the bellwether for the president. I think it was Joe Biden, you know, in other context, that first said that the administration was in favor of gay marriage after candidate Obama had said he was not. But then he said he changed his mind. So if Biden says it, that means they're coming around. So
I think that's what ICE is hoping for. And in fact, getting that support from that type of that level hopefully is going to trickle down as well.
All right. So ICE believes there's a need for this type of bill fundamentally. Why is that?
Well, I think in many respects, it's about transparency because it would open the door to more private sector opportunities. But then again, he also says, you know, oversight of federal spending will improve the trust in government. And in fact, it was very interesting yesterday at the conference. ISO went out of his way to compliment the recovery.gov website. He said it's a great website. It did exactly what we wanted to do, but offered no positive words on the Recovery Act itself. So the end result was not what he was looking at, but the means to get there. But maybe the bigger reason for the Data Act is a problem that ISA highlighted at the Security and Exchange Commission. Now, ISA wrote a letter actually to the SEC yesterday asking why the agency receives electronic data from companies when they file their 10K reports, that's our annual reports, and then they review the data, they print out the paper, they write their comments, and they scan it back in instead of just, what he says, mining the data that's based on this XBRL standard.
The fact is that checking whether corporate America is delivering you data properly is a machine event. It's something that we all know computers can do. They can look for the anomalies, the failures, cross-check, and see if, in fact, somebody at corporate America did a typo, and they can do it in fractions of a second. Today, public companies' reports are flawed, not because they were submitted flawed, but because after they were submitted, they became flawed, and those anomalies are often not checked. Usually they're not material, but they're always the result of delay, and sadly, they add to the cost of a government agency that draws much of its funds from outside of the direct taxpayer, but still taxes corporate America in a way that makes one thing very clear. It lowers our efficiency and effectiveness.
Now, ISA tells me he's had numerous conversations with the SEC, including Chairwoman Mary Jo White, about its XBRL implementation. ISA says the concern is that large investment firms or hedge funds will have an advantage without the SEC fully utilizing the XBRL standard. Now, obviously, they're getting things in the door through XBRL, which is a common open standard for submitting data, but then when they do these reviews and they do other things with them, the large investor can game the system, ISA says, by having a team of people analyzing the paper 10Ks versus the small investment company or you or me, Tom and Emily, which, you know, would have to wait for the information to be online. Now, ISA asked for answers to about 7 questions by September 23rd. We're going to post a link to that letter that he wrote to the SEC on federalnewsradio.com later this morning. Now, I did contact the SEC. A spokeswoman there said they didn't want to comment on ICE's letter or criticisms. Now, however, Craig Lewis, who is the director and chief economist at the SEC's Division of Economic Risk Analysis, he spoke at the conference yesterday. And while he did not address ICE's criticisms of the XBRL implementation, he did say this was the first year companies submitted their data in the XBRL format, and this is the first time the SEC could take a meaningful look at the data and incorporate it into the processes, meaning, hey, give us some time. This takes a while to kind of get all the processes up to date. Now, ISA says these concerns about the SEC are exactly why legislation is needed.
You know, the reason for the Data Act is that the Office of Management and Budget for years has dealt with exactly that. They have this mandate, they have the president's ear, and they have a peer status. And that's the reality is, among the 24 or so that are officially cabinet positions, they're all peers. And they all fight to see if the chief of staff will let them visit the president from time to time. The fact is that congressional law creates the mandate that changes that. If you've got a law that you have to enforce, OMB and other organizations within government, including Treasury, suddenly have the tooth to say, look, it's not my asking and it's not my choice. It's the law.
And that's why there seems to be this growing support for the Data Act to become law. Obviously something to watch over the next few months, another thing to add to the fall calendar.